Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
You know, it has been as if since the beginning of the year, the devil wants to take one of us away. And we have continually said no. And the more we are saying no, the more the testimony of God's deliverance every day, every week, from death. In all shows that this year is going to be powerful, wonderful, and the devil wants to strike quickly on time. You know, the number of testimonies I hear and the number of shy people in church and say, Pastor, I can't face God. That's why we have started telling people, send it, let's read it on your behalf. Was it not 2-3 weeks ago that our sister collected 15 pints of blood and blood was still growing? Where she is alive in the land of the living, doing well. How many accidents are we going to count this year? How many? Fire incidences, different incidences. Now, they have almost turned your pastor to a medical doctor. I know placenta, this, that, many medical terms. But there is a name above every other name. That everything was bowed before. And we are in church today, not because we are good, but because God has been faithful. He is faithful. Has He been faithful to you? Are you sure of that? Are you very sure of that? Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy morning.
Morning by morning.
New mercies. All I have. Thy hands have provided.
Great is thy faithfulness. Lord,
our God is able to save and deliver us, and even if He doesn't, He's still our God, and we'll say thank you. We have stopped saying, God, do it so that we can have cause to dance. We don't need to have cause. He is God, and if God has cause for us to praise Him, He doesn't have to do anything. He has done enough. Even if He doesn't do anything for us this year, He has done enough. We will not come and say, do it so that we have cause to thank you. We don't need any cause. He is God. We are His children. We thank you. Open your hand out. Lift your hands to Him and say thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I thank you. I appreciate you. I thank you. I appreciate you. I thank you. All I have is that I have. Have provided. Hear the word of the Lord. What they meant for evil. What the situation meant for evil. What the circumstance meant for evil. The Lord is turning it around for your promotion. He is turning it around for your elevation. The Lord is doing great and mighty things for you. In the name of Jesus. He is taking you through it. You are succeeding in it. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you. Before I preach briefly, can we lift our hands to Him and say, we thank you for all what you have done. for all what you have not done. We thank you for who you are, for the privilege of being your children. We thank you for being alive, whether we have or do not have. We thank you for what you are doing, for what you are not doing. We thank you. We return, we say, you are God. You are God, we are God, you are God, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Quickly, in the month of February, we've been looking at a series of Christians as soldiers. And we've said many things about our lives being soldiers. And one of the things we have said is if you don't have an understanding of the fact that a Christian, a believer, is a soldier, you might not be able to live a victorious Christian life. You might not be able to live rightly. You might give up easily. You might turn back easily. And if you have this mentality and this idea that the Bible teaches that the children of God are soldiers, you will move ahead. You will be victorious. You will see circumstances and you will not give up. And you move on. A bloody civilian gives up and cries. A soldier continues until the battle is won. And you are soldier. And then we started looking at the dressing of soldiers from Ephesians chapter 6. So for the past 2-3 weeks, we've been looking at how a soldier dresses and how we should dress so that we can win the battles of life. We look at the fact that the Bible says we should put on the whole armor of God. So when you don't put on one of the armors out of the 8 armors that God gives us, there's a tendency of you losing the battles of life. Today, briefly, we'll take one of the armor, Ephesians chapter 6. Sorry, because of our time, I will not read from verse 12 in context. I believe many of you have been around and you understand what we are teaching about. Can we look at, jump to verse 16 because of my time. 16, 17. 17 will be appropriate, but let's take 16. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Next week, I will handle the sword of the Spirit in detail. But today, I want us to look at the helmet of salvation. Last week, while teaching on breastplate, you were told that the breastplate covers the neck up to the waist, front and back. And that breastplate covers and protects our vital organs. Because between our neck and our waist are various vital organs. So righteousness, which is the breastplate, covers our life, vital areas of our life. Righteousness exalts a nation. I've been young, now I'm old. Me, I'm still young. I've not seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread. So righteousness protects, righteousness provides vital areas of your life. I've discovered and I've read about scientists in America late last year that transplanted the heart of a pig into a human being. And the human being was alive, living on the heart of a pig. And they were saying that is the future of medicine. So when people have heart problem now, with advancement in science and medicine, they can replace it with a pig's heart. So, and the person will live normal. I've heard that we have 2 kidneys. I've heard that people have cut 1 kidney and donated it to another person. And they are still living. I discovered and I've learned that some people's kidney break down and through dialysis, they are still alive. They might not be able to leave the bed and go, but they are still on bed, alive. They can live for 20 years if they have money. Why? There's dialysis. But you know what? I've never seen, except it has happened in your village, anybody whose head has been cut off and is still living. Are you here? The helmet of salvation is not the most important weapon of your battle. Listen to me. If you are not saved, your head is exposed. The devil can cut it out at any time. I pity you if you go to pray in churches. You are not saved, even though your name is Mary. Your name is Rebecca, Abiodun. And they are raising their hands. Any power of my father's house, anything that happens, I come against you. And your head is uncovered. What do you think will happen to you? The devil can take you out at any time. Listen to me. You can be in church all your life. I've been in a church before where we had a revival and deacon came out to give his life to Christ. So we have seen enough. You can be a deacon. You can be prayer leader. You can be Sunday school teacher. You can be pastor. And you don't have the helmet of salvation. And you might not be saved. You could have gone to seminary. You could have first class in anything. But if you are not saved, your head is not covered. The helmet of salvation is the covering for your head. The kidney can fail and life continues. A man without a head, a man with an uncovered head, his head can be chopped up by an ant at any time. So anybody who is not saved is like a disaster ready to happen. His head is uncovered. Calamity can come at any time. Tragedy can come at any time. But for anyone that is saved, when calamity comes, when tragedy comes, there is a helmet that protects him. And God helps him. And God fights for him. Sir, man, who is fighting for you? Who is your protector? You know, we all believe God is fighting for us. You know, one of the things we say in Nigeria now, I know the God I serve. The God I serve, are you sure you know the God you serve? Are you sure the God you think you serve is pleased with you? Are you saved? Is your head covered by the helmet? I normally tell our church members that when Jesus comes, I want him to come at 9:30, between 9:30 and 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. But because we are in the third service and this, I will prefer for third service, but Jesus will come around 11:30 to 12:50. And the trumpet sound. What will happen to Mary? What will happen to Isaiah? What will happen to him? Without the helmet of salvation, you know where you are going to. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and blood. The same thing, being born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The helmet of salvation is your protection on the day of battle. It's your protection on the judgment day. It is your protection when Jesus comes to take away his people. Are you saved? Think about it. That is one. The helmet of salvation protects you against the most destructive battlefield on earth. You know, most of the time, as Africans, we've thought about generational causes, evil battles of our father's house, foundation, covenant, causes, and all these things. Can I shock you? Those battlefields are not strong enough compared to the battlefield I want to tell you about. Between your two ears is a battlefield that is stronger than witches, stronger than water spirit, was stronger than evil priests. Anywhere, it is your mind. The helmet of salvation is meant to protect your mind from what will give you problems and cause you problems. Okay, let me tell you this. I have a favorite invention that I'm working on. Our church members know I'm working on that invention. And you know what the invention is about? It's that invention that at the end of the day, when I look at him, I just look at my friend Malam here. And I put my hand on his head. And I do my hand on the screen. And everything he's thinking about in his mind will be shown on the screen for everybody to see. So if I do like this to my sister, if I do like that, and we project your mind between yesterday and now to the screen, will you be comfortable? Anybody that will be comfortable here? If you will not be comfortable, do something about your mind. Your mind is the most potent battlefield on earth. It is not between Ukraine and Russia. It is your mind. Do something about your mind. You cannot be healthier than your mind. You cannot be wealthier than your mind. You cannot be higher than your mind. You cannot be more successful than your mind. Do something about your mind. The helmet of salvation is meant, the helmet is meant and provided to guard your mind from every form of evil. Please, what is on your mind? Do you know that as I'm even preaching, some people's mind is already against listening as I'm preaching? That's why I must make that invention and put it on screen. NTA, Channel 24. For everybody to see your thoughts. You can't go better than your thoughts. And that is why in Romans 12, verse 2, the Bible asks us to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. Please, are you still in church? The helmet is salvation. And the helmet is a protection against our thoughts. Sir, man, if I ask you to give me your phone now to check what is on it, what will I see? Your mind matters. But the Bible gives us an advice about how to handle our mind. Let's close with that. Philippians 4, let's take verse 8. Philippians 4, verse 8. Philippians 4, verse 8. I close with that. Finally, can we all read together? Since he's talking to all of us, brethren. Oh yeah, let's go. One, two, go. Finally. Let's go. One, two, go. Finally. Brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise. No, calm down, calm down. Breathe in, breathe out. The last line, can you say it? Let me hear you. Think about all these things. So the Bible gives you the yardstick and the standard to judge your thoughts. If your thoughts are not true, if they are not honorable, if they are not just, if they are not pure, if they are not lovely, if they are not commendable, if they are not excellent, if they are not worthy of praise, you will harm yourself. If they are not, the devil is really over your mind. If they are not, you will soon be in trouble. If they are not, God is not happy with you. Change your thoughts. Master your thoughts by the word of God and prevail in life. The book of Proverbs says, as a man thinks, so is he. You can't be better than your thoughts. Henry Ford said, anyone that believes it is possible and anyone that believes it is impossible, both of them are right. They will always guess what they think about at the end of the day. How is your thought? Is the Lord pleased with it? Sometime 1996 or 97, at that time when I did not know many things about the power of thought. Used to think about different things, whatever. As long as I'm thinking, I believe it's not harming anybody. And moreover, you don't even know what I'm thinking about. So it looked like this, something was innocent. I was having devotion that morning. I was using our daily bread. And at the end, you know, our daily bread, they have quotes at the end of it. And there was this quote that delivered me from evil thought immediately. And what was the quote? He says, your thoughts on earth are louder in heaven than your words. Ah. Eh? You know, many of your thoughts, you have not said it out and nobody knows about it. But according to that man of God, your thoughts on earth are louder in heaven than on earth. You know, I don't know if you believe there are instant deliverance. I was delivered from evil thoughts instantly. And you need to know the kind of thought I used to have. So God is seeing and hearing those thoughts. He must be very embarrassed by me. And I change immediately. Brethren, hear me also. Your thoughts, even though no one can hear it or not, are louder in heaven, even more than your words. They are more visible in heaven than your visions and than what you can see on earth. If that is it, how do you think heaven thinks about you? The helmet is meant to deliver you from your thoughts. Your thoughts are the source. Your thought is the source of unbelief. That your thought is the source of impossibility. Your thought is the source of doubt. Whatever you think about has a tendency of coming to pass. Your thought leads to your words. Your words lead to your action. Your action leads to your character. If you want to change your character, you change your thought. It started from your thought. If you did not think it, you can't do it. Everything we do, we have thought about it before. For you to achieve greatness, you think about it. Your thought can bring you down. So you can come to church and confess positive, pray positive, and your thought will terminate all your prayers. Your thought will make all your prayers null and void. So it is not by praying alone. How is the thought of that man praying? Did you notice that in Nigeria, we come to church, we pray. In this land, God will bless me. You leave the church there. You start complaining about the country. You use your mouth to overturn all the good things you have spoken in church. Your thoughts matters to God. And that's why he asks you to think about things that are true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. Before you send that thing on WhatsApp, before you post it on Facebook, because nowadays, everything that happens to people, they put it on Facebook. If somebody asks you for money, even though you ride a good car, but at that time, your car is just covering up what is happening to your pocket. But he feels whatever he asks from you, you should be able to give him. You can't give him. He will go to WhatsApp and say, you give me now or you don't give me. God pass everybody. Now, when you want to know the thought about people, go to their social media. They will post against you, for you, or anything. Mind your thoughts. Can you help me tell somebody, mind your thoughts? Tell somebody, mind your thoughts. Ask the person, are your thoughts true? Say, are they honorable? Are they just? Are they pure? Are they commendable? Are they excellent? Are they worthy of praise? Do something about your thoughts. Bow our heads, let us pray together. Can we just pray? Say, I receive the grace and enablement to renew my mind. I receive the grace and enablement to align my thoughts with the word of God. I receive the grace and enablement to align my thoughts to the will of God for my life. I receive the grace and enablement to think through thoughts, honorable thoughts, just thoughts, pure thoughts, lovely thoughts, commendable thoughts, excellent thoughts, thoughts worthy of praise. I receive the grace for my thought to be in alignment with the will, the purpose of God for my life. You know where we started from? If you are not safe, you have no helmet, and you are not safe. If you are not saved, you have no helmet, and you are not safe. The helmet is given to people that have been saved by grace through faith in Christ. Is there anybody here that wants to give your life to Christ so that you might be saved and be safe in him? Wherever you are, can you just lift up your right hand? Let's pray together. I want to give my life to Christ, that He might save me and I might be saved. Anybody here? Can the whole church lift their hands, or can we lift our hands up to Him and say, "Oh Lord, align my thoughts with your will. In the name of Jesus, have your way in my mind. Rule in my thoughts. Rule in my mind. Have your way in my thoughts. Have your way in my mind. Help me to align my thoughts with your thoughts, and my ways with your ways." I give you all the praise. I give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.